Thank you very much, Irina. I can count on the help of Thomas. So, perfect. So, thank you very much. I would like to thank for the invitation to this seminar, which gives me the possibility, the chance to talk about my own work and the work I'm doing with a research group of the University of Trento in Italy, which is directed by Professor Giuseppe Sciortino. So in this presentation, I'm going to present our common results. I have decided Southern Europe is a big, large area, but I have decided to focus this presentation on Italy and Spain because they were major net immigration countries in the last 10 years. And the size, the composition, and the intensity of the flows in the last 10 years turned them into one of the most useful examples for this analysis. Well, both belong to the largest group of the Mediterranean migration regimes. These Mediterranean regimes were blamed since their entry into the Schengen area for being the so-called Southern European soft underbelly, for tolerating irregular migrants to a large extent, and for their frequent regularization processes. What actually Northern European countries feared most was the entry of African immigrants, mainly from Morocco and the sub-Saharan area, through the southern borders and the transit of these same immigrants to Northern European countries. Well, in this respect, Northern European countries were right. Irregular migration is actually has been for a long time a structural component of the Southern European migration regimes. This phenomenon depends on a large set of variables, among them a strong demand of foreign workers, inadequate migration legislations, a strong and attractive informal economy, weak border and internal controls. In this presentation, I will focus on the weak border controls or external controls, and in spite of the media effect that clandestine entries have at the blue borders, I want focus the presentation on this kind of entry, not only because I was asked to talk about something else, but because they are not relevant in with respect to the overall size of the flows. Of the irregular flows towards Italy and Spain. Southern European countries, first of all, have improved their capacity to control the borders against clandestine migration, I mean against people that enter with this that enter irregularly without visa, without any kind of permit. And furthermore, this type of entries, as you can see from the figures, are not a small part of all entries that affect Southern European countries. You can skip this one because next one. Yes, we know, and this is the central part of the presentation, we know that irregular from research, which has been done in both countries, that irregular immigrants enter this way. They enter with a tourist visa usually, sometimes they enter also visa-free. And this is both in Italy and in Spain, but not only in Italy and in Spain, the case for, let's say, about 65% of the irregular flows in both countries. And this fact drives the attention on the contradictions that are entailed by visa policy itself. We all know that visa policies are what represent one of the pillars of the Schengen Acquis in 2001. A new European directive has been enacted, listing all third countries with the obligation whose citizens have need a visa to enter the European Union. So far, so good. De jure, they are among or one of the most restrictive measures. De facto, visa policies are embedded in a more complex set of factors. On the one hand, we have restrictive dogmas, and on the other hand, we have the economic and geopolitical demand of an open society. And with this second aspect, I mean the imperatives of the European enlargement, globalization, internationalization, touristic movement, which I think have been highlighted quite clearly in 2001 by the Italian Ministry of Foreign Affairs that contrasted the need, the security needs, and the need to stop asylum flows with the need for internationalization, for openness, for economic openness, and the problem that nation states have to cope with these two challenges. One of the main drivers for more openness was certainly the need of a friendly Schengen borderland policy. And I have written down this quotation of Johanna Papp and her group, who published a policy brief in 2001 about the need of a friendly Schengen borderland policy. Johanna Papp stressed the necessity to facilitate the crossing from of the EU borders by citizens neighboring the EU. Johanna Papp and her colleagues also stressed the importance of the challenge existing by the necessity to favor communication and better relationship between the new member states. Remember that this was written in 2001, and the pro-European attitudes of possible new member states. So I will show now how this contradiction is reflected by the data on the composition of foreign population in Italy and Spain, and in particular how the migration systems in which Italy and Spain are involved changed during the last 15 years, and in particular after the enactment of a friendly Schengen borderland policy. Let's have a look at the composition of foreign population in Italy. In 1992, you can see that African immigrants, in particular Moroccans, are the largest community in volume and in percentage of the total foreign population in Italy. The sake of justice, this table and this part about Italy has been made by the Trento Group. These figures suggest that in 1992 and in the 80s also, that African immigrants would have increased in the following year. But the situation in 2000, look also at the European immigrants, they are second in the ranking and then followed by Latin Americans. Then let's have a look in 2007. The volume of African immigrants has increased, but also the total number of foreign residents in Italy, and now I have listed here only those residents who have a residence permit. These are regular residents. So if you see in this, as you can see in this chart, the volume of African immigrants has increased, but also the total volume of the foreign population in Italy has increased. Foreign population in Italy is today at least five times higher than it was in 1992. However, African immigrants represent today, in contrast to the expectations of the beginning of the 90s, 1/4 of the foreign population. What we can also see is that Eastern European represents almost 50% of the foreign population living in Italy. And I think the difference between the presence of Romanians, Ukrainians, and Albanians in Italy, and Moldavians also, is quite interested. Moldavian immigrants were not even recorded in the Italian statistics of 1992. Now we have 50,000 of Moldavian residents in Italy. Yes, this chart prepared by my colleagues shows that the flows of new immigrants to Europe, who already had a residence permit or who were regularized during this period, were mainly from Europe and in particular from Eastern Europe. During the 90s, they all represent 50% of the foreign population. So how can we summarize the evolution of the migration systems in which Italy is involved? We have, of course, an increase of volume in trans-Mediterranean migration systems, but the expansion capacity or the expansion potential of trans-Mediterranean migration systems has been much slower than the expansion capacity of the European migration systems that are today 5 times higher, whose members are today five times higher than in 1992. Due to these, African citizens, especially Moroccan citizens, represent today one of the oldest communities in Italy, while Eastern European immigrants belong to the youngest communities. Then, the case of Spain. The case of Spain is a bit different, but not as different as one would expect. So, let's see, I have here the data for 1996. Because the Statistical Institute in Spain did not provide the data for 1992. In 1996, the European group is the largest group in Spain in terms of volume and percentage. This is due to the presence of a high number of retirees from the UK and Sweden that decided to enjoy the amenities of the Spanish coast in this period. African immigrants are only the third community after Latin Americans. How did the situation change in 2007? Interestingly, and in contrast to Italy, we have an overall increase in volume, but not in percentage of the European community, because the European community represents now 42% of the overall foreign population in Spain, which has increased, is now 8 times higher. The total foreign population in Spain is now 8 times higher than it was in 1996, so a huge increase, and very intensive in a short period of time. Europeans did not experience this expansion that the European group experienced in Italy. Anyway, or if you look at the Romanian and Ukrainian community in Spain, you can certainly observe that these two groups expanded not only in terms of volume, but also in terms of percentage between the 2 years I listed in this table. What about the Africans? Well, The applicants have increased in volume and percentage, but not as much as one would expect, given the proximity of Spain to Morocco and other and other African countries. And not as one would expect, reading the newspapers and the tragedies in the Mediterranean reported by the newspapers on illegal migration that affects Spain in this period. And of course, an impressive increase of the Latin American community, which is not the topic of this seminar today, but I think it's very interesting to understand why the increase of the Latin American community has somehow stopped the expansion of other communities in Spain. So what we see in Spain is the expansion of given Eastern European systems, the relevant, I've written considerable, I would say relevant expansion of Latin American migration systems and African, a quite limited expansion of African migration system with the exception of Moroccans, but the other African communities have remained quite limited in terms of percentage. Also in Spain, the African community is the oldest one. How come? Why are African immigrants, in terms of percentage, the smallest community in both countries, in spite of the geographic proximity to Africa? Reduction of push factors? No, I think everybody knows here that we cannot talk about a reduction of push factors from Africa. People want to migrate and to leave Africa. A negative selection at national level? No, because labor migration policies enacted by Spain and Italy are very interested in in favoring legal migration flows from Africa, which gives, on the other hand, a possibility to Italy and Spain to enact bilateral agreements and expel African immigrants, illegal African immigrants to their country of origin. Of course, efforts to increase border controls against clandestine entries have had an effect on the attractiveness of Italy for African immigrants, and certainly the geopolitical changes due to the breakdown of the Soviet Union, especially in the 90s, produced the entry of increasing flows from Southern Europe. But especially considering the last 10 years, I think it is very important to analyze the indirect effects of immigration policies, and in particular, the indirect effects of visa policies. First of all, you should remember that all European member states, and in particular those which are member of the Schengen area, have enacted restrictive visa policies towards African countries. This was the target was to stop the asylum crisis in Northern Europe. This is the first element. The second one is the selective liberalization due to friendly Schengen borderland policies we have talking about five slides earlier. Romanian and Bulgarian became visa-free in 2002. This produced a huge flow of Romanian and Bulgarian immigrants in terms of a volume of the flows towards Southern European countries. We have now about 700,000 Romanians living in Spain and about 600,000 Romanians living in Italy. This was not the case before 2002. Then the visa facilitation agreements on the issuance of visa, which were signed between Schengen area and Bosnia-Herzegovina in 1997. And then the facilitation agreements between the Schengen countries or the EU and Ukraine 2007, Albania 2007, Moldova 2007. While the agreement with Belarus and Georgia are on the way. This is according to a recent communication we got from the European Union Commission. So I have it here. Added to this, the German visa scandal of the beginning of the 21st century, which brought into troubles the German Foreign Ministry in 2005. The German government decided to flexibilize its borders in at the beginning of the new century, relaxing the obtention, the visa policy for Eastern European countries. This produced, of course, the consequence was that the German foreign representations issued a large number of visa to Ukraine and Moldova in particular, what produced, of course, the transit of Ukrainian immigrants and Moldovan immigrants to southern European countries where the economy was booming, especially in the construction sector, not to speak about all the Ukrainian women who started to work in the Italian and in the Spanish households. Such a visa scandal brought the German minister Joschka Fischer into big troubles, and he had to explain his position in 2005. Of course, this did not prevent the European Union to sign a visa facilitation agreement for Ukrainian immigrants in 2007. This is the difference between a symbolic and pragmatic policy. Well, also, just to mention the openness towards Latin America during the 90s, which favors especially the German, the presence of Latin American in Spain. Colombian immigrants became visa, were visa free only until 2001. Ecuadorian immigrants were visa-free up to 2003, and Bolivian immigrants were visa-free until 2007. These are some numbers visa issued by Germany and France, and in contrast with the number of visa issued by other European countries, including Italy and Spain. As you can see, Italy and Spain were at the beginning of the 21st century much more strict than Germany, for instance, especially, and if you consider that most of these visa are tourist visa, it is quite striking that Germany was issuing more visa than more tourist visa than Spain, Greece, and Italy together. Yes, I have quite finished. Then visa issued by Germany, Italy, and Spain. I think it is interesting to see how the numbers of the visa issued to the Russian Federation are not reflected into the population statistics of both countries. So it seems that Russian migration is really a migration based on short-term interests, because, for instance, the tourist visa issued by Spain or Italy or Germany to Russian citizens are very high, but they do not correspond to the figures of Russian citizens in the population statistics of both countries, since the number of Russian citizens in Spain or in Italy does not exceed the 20,000 per year. A last chart shows in the case of Spain how visa can influence the flows towards a country. If you can see the flow of Romanians, it means the flows of those people who register for the first time into the Spanish municipal registry, increase after the visa abolition for Romanian citizens in 2002. While the flows of Ecuadorian and Colombian immigrants decrease abruptly after the introduction of the visa obligation for Ecuadorian and Colombian citizens in 2001 and 2003. The same happened, it is not on this chart, but because I had not the possibility to change it, the same occurred to Bolivian citizens after the introduction of the visa obligation in 2007. So what can we say at the beginning, at the end of this presentation, there is still an open contradiction between restrictive dogmas, EU enlargement, and political and economic obligation, especially if you look at the number of visa issued by Eastern European EU countries in 2008. Bulgaria has issued this year 500,000 visa. Most of them as tourist visa. And this is not, these are not numbers I am inventing here. These are numbers of the latest document of the Visa Working Party produced in Brussels. Not to speak about the number of visa, tourist visa, issued to Ukrainian citizens by the Hungarian, Czech and Polish foreign representations, which explains why we have so many Ukrainians in these countries that are not interested in settling, of course, which is in contradiction with the Italian and Spanish situation, but who are here and are in these countries because of the visa policy. And in a special case of Spain and Italy, we can see how visa policy can change and redirect the flows. The foreign population in Spain and Italy is much more European and Christian, or Christian if you consider Latin Americans, and less African and Muslim. What is in clear contradiction with this, with the most controversial issues in the integration debates, which concern mainly aspects related to the Muslim religion, like the veil or female genital mutilation or this type of integration issue. So these are a couple of publications related to this topic, and at the end my email address if somebody has any questions. Thank you very much.